Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blake Proud is here. Woo! Here comes Blake Proud.
Jiggy, jiggy, jiggy.
Blake Proud is here. He's got a baby named Sonny.
Yeah! Blake Proud is here. We've missed you. It's been like a month.
I've missed that intro.
Oh, me too.
I might have to get Ella to start doing that intro for me every morning
every time I wake up.
Yep. Yeah.
When you bring her in a coffee.
Whenever you enter a room.
Blake Proud is here.
Let's have it queued up on your phone.
I feel like it's not going to happen.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm
congratulations.
Good.
Congratulations.
I'm really good. Thank you.
Little baby Sonny.
It's Big Daddy B.
Big Daddy B? Is that what you've called it? Okay, Big Daddy B.
That's the
one. Sure. Yeah. I'll be the judge. I'll call you what I want. Big Daddy B, how is Sonny? Is she well?
She's awesome, yeah.
She's very cute.
It's one of those things, like, if you've had kids, you understand the feeling. And I guess previously, before being a dad, everyone would say, you know, once you have your child and you hold them, it's just the most amazing feeling. And I'll be like, yeah, cool. It's just a baby. It's all good.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
But then when you do, it's just like the most amazing feeling ever. So if you haven't had babies before, go have babies. It's great.
Yeah, responsibly. Like,
yes, responsibly.
These are the views these are the views of Blake Proud, not necessarily 98.5, but also trying to have him. Okay, Blake, but we're here to talk food. You are our favourite foodie. Mm. You are our favourite daddy foodie. So what are we talking about? What have you been up to? What have you been feeding the wife?
Yes, so, you know? There must be a lot of food in the house.
Lots of hydration, lots of drink, lots of smoothies. So the most important thing now, keeping Ella's breast milk up. Super important because we need to feed our little girl. So, lots of smoothies, hydration, and some cookies.
Cookies?
Yeah.
I love cookies.
So, there's a little recipe you can use. They're called lactation biscuits.
Okay.
So they help with breast milk production. So we've been baking lots of those, and I've done a little hybrid today with the Anzac biscuits.
Oh. Hang on a second. I just ate one of those. Did you just give me a lactation biscuit? Is my milk coming in? I'm feeling really
fuller in the chest.
Feeling really emotional right now.
Thought you'd just been doing lots of
hot flushes. Hot flushes. Oh my goodness. Anyway, sorry. Okay, cool. Well, look, that sounds all fun. Can we go back to smoothies?
Yeah.
What kind of smoothies have you been making?
So lots of bananas, mixed berries, coconut water, so anything full of lots of aminos and vitamins and minerals. Just keeping her hydrated. So it's just, hydration is hard. Like, I find it really hard to drink enough water in the day. So, you know, you can include your coffees and your smoothies and all that kind of stuff in your hydration. So adding in a couple of smoothies, an extra litre of liquids, basically. So
That's so good. And have you noticed that Ella's appetite is just through the roof? Like, she's like, I'm hungry all the time.
She's
I'm hungry.
I'm always making such amazing food that she just
she's
can't say no.
She's always hungry. She's always hungry. I remember when Archer was born, Em was just all about meatball sandwiches.
Meatball sandwiches.
What? Yeah, so you know the Swedish furniture store.
Oh yes,
you can get the frozen bag of meatballs.
Yep,
I get those and I make a sandwich with like them chopped in half on the thing, a little bit of tomato paste, some cheese. Oh my goodness, it's actually amazing. It was really good. But hey,
sounds
I'm not
delicious.
The chef here. Look, we're going to talk about these lactation Anzac cookies up next.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. It's Blake Proud. He's going to make you proud. And get a little
terrible.
Bit loud. Get out of my cloud. I don't know. Hey, Blake, how are you?
Welcome back.
Blake Proud's back, everybody. Daddy Blake.
Yeah.
Daddy Blake.
Daddy of Sunny. Little cutie.
Big
now,
Daddy
look,
B.
before we get into the biscuits, we got you a little something. Actually, one of our listeners actually printed these for you. One of the family printed these for you. Tegan,
yes,
you know who you are. This is not for you because they're too small, but they're for Sunny.
So have
you know, we got you some little onesies.
Oh, my God.
Just Proud As.
That
it's
is
a pun
because
his last name's Blake Proud.
It is.
He's Proud, you know?
Get it?
And then one says, what's cooking good
what's
looking?
What's cooking good looking?
Bam.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
So
was
she's
going
to have to sit.
That?
It's Tegan.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you so much, Tegan.
She loves it.
So
she
you're
going
to have to put Sunny in those and sit her in a little bouncer 100%. While you're cooking.
I
you can teach her.
I wanted to get one that said, like, Kirstie and Dan's biggest fan, but I was like, it's unnecessary, you know. Yeah. We know.
We know that.
You know? Yeah, or like, really, you know, I love 98.5.
Number
it just
one
felt
listener.
Exactly. It just felt contrived. And I was like, you know what? No. Let's just give her some goods. Let's give her the goods. We all know that she's the number one fan. All right, Blake, let's talk about these biscuits. I've just eaten one.
You have, yeah, I tricked
you. Then you told me it was a lactation biscuit.
Yep, after the fact.
I feel confused and oddly emotional. Talk to us. What makes
a lactation cookie? Because that's what's interesting. And can people eat them without needing to lactate?
I guess you can eat a digestive without being backed up. So,
well, there you go. I guess they're all pretty similar. The digestive's an Anzac biscuit. So this is, I've used some ancient grain oats. So about 85 grams.
How
when
old
I say
are you
about,
talking? Ancient. How ancient?
A couple of hundred years old.
Wow.
I've been sitting in the cupboard for.
That is old.
So ancient grains, I think, are ungenetically modified grains that are still exactly the same as they were when they were discovered hundreds of years ago.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of grains days have been modified to grow faster, to produce more volume.
And processed too, aren't they? They're a bit more processed.
Yeah. So I like using ancient grains just because they're just healthier for you. So a lot more nutritional value. When I say roughly, I've literally just haven't actually measured these ones out.
Yeah.
So 85 grams of oats or porridge oats.
Mm-hmm.
So desiccated coconut, about 85 grams as well. 100 grams of plain flour. 100 grams of any sugar that you like.
Yep. What did you use?
100 grams of butter. I used
Demerara
sugar, I think
it's
called.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Just what is that?
It's richer and earthier and a raw style sugar. Yeah, so it's unrefined. It's quite dark brown.
Never heard of that.
Like a treacle kind of taste
to it. Oh, fancy. Ooh, fancy sugar. Okay.
It is fancy sugar, yep. A tablespoon of golden syrup and a little sprinkle of bicarb soda.
Oh.
So to turn it into a lactation biscuit, that would make you an Anzac biscuit.
Okay.
So brewer's yeast. And organic flaxseed, ground flaxseed.
That's what makes it a lactation biscuit.
So they are two ingredients that are pretty commonly known to help women with lactation and produce more breast milk. So, yeah.
Wow.
Well, it tastes delicious, whether you're lactating or not, you know?
Well, it's a good way. So you can wake up in the morning, have your cup of coffee and a biscuit or a cup of tea and a biscuit and,
Yeah, I love
and
biscuits.
Judging by you've obviously Ella's been having these, so have you found it's actually you've seen an outcome that's positive?
Yep, 100%.
And how long after?
So it was the
instantly.
First time
I'll tell
it.
You
so
instantly.
We were hesitant, and we weren't quite sure whether they would work or not. So it's actually one of my friends, Michelle, baked us a whole bunch of these cookies.
Oh.
Just as we came out of hospital, she had them all ready to rock and roll and drop them off at the front door
legend.
For us. Absolute angel. So she's kind of inspired this recipe. But it was about like 6 hours later, we noticed a significant difference in volume. So,
wow. Yeah. That is so cool. Yeah. I wish I'd known about that stuff. Like because I didn't know anything about lactation cookies. Yeah. But
well, back then, you know, all kinds of weird stuff was said about pregnancy, you know. Probably said glass of wine.
Very funny. Yeah, probably.
Anyway,
and you know, as you had your cigarette, but you know, look, we all turned out okay.
Whoa. As I said, these are the views of Kirstie Oates, not Air Five Sunshine FM. Okay. Anyway, all right, cool. Well, look, I've had them. It's delicious. Kirstie has not had them because she can't physically get the cookie right now.
No, and I really don't want to start lactating again after all these years. But thanks anyway, Blake.
Quick question.
I'm glad they work.
Anzac biscuit, Anzac cookie. Correct term. Which one?
I'd run with Anzac biscuit.
I think it's
what
a biscuit,
I've always
isn't it?
Yeah.
Known it as.
Because I heard a rumour that a certain sandwich shop that's named after a transport, because they have cookies, you know, very famous cookies, delicious cookies, but they tried to bring an Anzac in, but they called it an Anzac cookie.
Yeah, I think.
And I remember hearing a bit of uproar. It's like, it's not a cookie.
Cookie feels American to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
Whereas biscuit, Anzac biscuit, you just can't.
Isn't Anzac about the Anzacs?
It is.
You know, let's be honest. Yeah, it's about the Australian, New Zealand. Yeah.
Made it is with Kirstie. Leftover ingredients that they had when they were away, and it
the
was
the Anzac
an easy thing
biscuit.
To,
yeah. It's about the Anzacs.
Yeah,
like
there is. There you go.
I'm just saying it's Australian. It should be called a biscuit, not a cookie after the Americans.
Hey, and another quick thing you can do with these biscuits, which Ella came up with,
where
she crumbled them up in a base and put some yogurt on top.
Oh,
and it worked really well. It was absolutely delicious. So
ice cream.
Oh, ice cream, yeah.
Yeah, ice cream. Or you heat one of those up. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, like granola. Like you could like break granola, it up like granola.
Yeah.
Love that.
Delicious.
Oh, this is
look,
awesome.
All right, we got to move on because we're just going to keep moaning about
chatting.
How good food is. Look, Blake, it's been an absolute pleasure to see you again, sir. Thank you. We're
it's
very happy that Sunny is here, finally.
Yes, finally.
And
better late than never.
Oh, little cutie. All right, we'll talk to you next
Looking
week.
Looking forward
all
to
right,
meeting
see you.
You
guys.
Bye. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.